It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. And we are joined now on the phone by Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. Damon, how's your week been?
It's going well. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed. And we've got a lot of stuff going on around town as per usual. And I wanted to start with, we noticed that there was an update to the project website for the 203 South Greensboro project. So I wonder if you could share with us what the latest on that project is.
Yeah, well, I think for me, the headline is things are on schedule. So I always like seeing that part of the update. So the project is still on schedule, planned to be completed by next summer. I think what's going on right now is they're just expecting a lot of materials deliveries to the site. So just wanting folks to be especially alert when they're around downtown, whether they're on foot or in a car or on a bike. Just be aware that there's going to be a lot of delivery trucks and concrete deliveries and things like that happening to the 203 South Greensboro site, especially since we have probably a lot of visitors to town this time of year with students coming to campus and their parents, many of them having their parents join them, and just wanting folks to be aware and careful.
Speaking with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles, I agree with you that the headline there is that things are progressing on time. That's kind of rare in this day and age for a big project like that. We've seen so many supply chain issues and just getting actual physical materials to the spots being an issue for so many projects around the area. So it's definitely exciting to hear that that's still projected to be finishing next year. Is that right? Next year, is that what you said?
That's right. Early summer or so of next year.
Outstanding. We've got some other stuff going on around town as well. One of the things that we are running a story about today is the Carrboro Arts Center making their move next week. And I know this has been a long time in the making, and there have been kind of some twists and turns in this saga. What's this going to mean to get the Arts Center into a permanent home in downtown Carrboro?
Well, it's really great news for the Arts Center. It's great for all of us here in Carrboro and in the entire county, really, who take advantage of the Arts Center services and productions and classes and everything they do. I think for me, what's great about their new location is that it's still in downtown Carrboro. They actually own this new building as well after vacating their previous location. And folks who have been downtown may have seen that they've been doing some nice upfit to the exterior of the building. They've, of course, also been doing a ton of work on the inside of the building. But what you can see now from the outside is a great new exterior that I think is going to draw people to the site and really kind of brighten up that little corner behind Armadillo Grill on Orbison Street.
And that's really just a block away from the 203 South Greensboro site. And we've talked about this before, but we're really kind of seeing a reimagining or a revitalization of that section of downtown Carrboro that, you know, we haven't really seen something on this scale in a long time. And it's going to be a very different part of downtown once the 203 is done and the Arts Center is fully moved in there on Roberson.
It's such a great opportunity for us on Roberson Street. You know, each of those two projects, the Arts Center building and the 203 project, will anchor either end of Roberson Street. And, of course, the Arts Center will be right there at the end of the Livicotton Bikeway. And I think the 203 project, once it gets finished up, will involve some improvements to Roberson Street to make it more friendly for pedestrians and cyclists. So it's going to not only activate that part of our downtown in a way that it hasn't been before, but also just to make it, I think, an overall more pleasant experience to be there.
We're speaking with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. A couple of other things coming up from the town. One of them, we've got the date set for the unveiling of the latest truth plaque. What can you tell me about when that's going to happen and where that's going to be?
Yeah, this was exciting news coming from the town today. We're planning to unveil our latest so-called truth plaque on September 1st, which is a Friday, that afternoon. Our Truth Plaque program, this is the third of our Truth Plaques, and they're meant to just highlight some parts of Carrboro's history that haven't been told or haven't been told enough. The first one folks will remember was unveiled on the front of Carrboro's Town Hall, kind of tells the history of our the man who, after whom the town is named, Julian Carr, and sort of his history and his involvement in racial segregation. The second truth plaque was unveiled at the site of the former Freedman School over on North Merrimill Road near the St. Paul AME Church. And then this truth plaque will be placed at the site of the Strayhorn Home, which is really one of the most important historical structures in the town. It was built by Tony and Nellie Strayhorn back in the late 19th century. Both of them had been enslaved before becoming free and purchasing several acres in what is now Carrboro. And there are the people who live in that home today are descendants of the Strayhorns. So it's a really great site for the community and an important moment for us to recognize and a big part of our history.
And that's coming up on September 1st. We're definitely looking forward to that. We also learned today that there's a new fire engine coming to Carrboro Fire Department. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, it's not just coming. It has arrived. You may see, if you're in Carrboro, see a brand new shiny fire engine roll around. It's a kind of a fun thing to celebrate, especially for a small-ish town like Carrboro. It's a fire engine is a really big expense, and so it's important for us to recognize how important those kinds of expenditures are for our town. This engine will replace, I believe, one that has been with us since the late 90s. So it's something that we needed to do. It's been planned for in our budget for some time. And we just took delivery of the truck this week, so of the engine this week. So, yeah, keep an eye out for it. I know the employees of our fire department have been enjoying showing it off.
Outstanding. We're speaking with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. I also wanted to ask you about a lot of the news that came out of Raleigh this week. We had like six vetoed bills that passed override votes in the General Assembly. Several of those bills appear to just be targeting trans youth. We also have some changes to election policy coming from those bills. On the educational front, we had Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools release a statement that was very strongly worded against those decisions from the General Assembly. So I wonder if you just have any response to that news out of Raleigh as those vetoes were overridden earlier this week.
Yeah, well, I think especially the three bills that are what I have called on many occasions legislative bullying of LGBTQ people, and especially in this case, transgender people. I don't know. I've had a little bit of a difficult time with that this week, mainly because we've known this was coming. We knew that they were going to override the governor's veto. And so it's just been, at least for me, a sort of sense of resignation to that and a sense of frustration. It's kind of boggles the mind that a group of people finds it necessary to spend their time representing the people of North Carolina by picking on kids. It just doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make sense from the perspective of healthcare professionals who advised against this legislation, from the perspective of educators who advised against this legislation, from the perspective of parents and families who were just trying to look after their kids. It's really troubling, and just hope that all of our families, especially families with trans kids, will seek out resources that are available. I know that Equality North Carolina and the Campaign for Southern Equality have been publicizing some resources that are available for transgender youth who may be in some crisis or who may be seeking support, whether it's related to their health care or to their schools. So I encourage folks to look up information on the website of either the Campaign for Southern Equality or Equality North Carolina for information about those programs.
It's Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. I appreciate you speaking so eloquently, as you always do, on these difficult topics, particularly in a frustrating situation where so many folks feel powerless as these bills go into law.
One thing I would add to that, Andrew, is just keep in mind, too, that this is a legislature that still has not passed a budget. So what they're doing is in Raleigh is spending their time, our time, in the people's house on, bigotry, essentially.
Definitely.
Rather than doing what they actually were elected to do, which is adopt a state budget and pay for the services and to meet the needs of the people of North Carolina. And these are budgets that pay for roads and schools and health care and Medicaid expansion and all of these things that we've been arguing about and tussling over. They still haven't passed a budget, which is the one job they really have to do. But they have found time to override these vetoes. I don't know. It's just shameful.
It does feel like it kind of highlights, as you called it, the legislative bullying, the fact that, you know, it's not like all the business is done and they're looking for things to do. There are really important immediate needs that are being left unaddressed by the state legislature. And I definitely feel that same frustration, and that there's stuff that needs to be done, and we just spent an entire day not doing it at all, doing sort of the opposite of it.
Another day in Raleigh.
Yeah, we're just about out of time here. I did want to leave it open here for you at the end if there are any other events coming up that you wanted to mention.
Well, I'm just looking forward to the weekend, like I hope that many of your listeners are. It's really great. This is always an exciting time of year in Carborough and Chapel Hill, because we know that folks who have been away for the summer are coming back to the campus. We have new folks, new neighbors coming to town for the first time. And I don't know, there's a real buzz around town that I really enjoy. So I hope folks will welcome our visitors, welcome our new neighbors, and find some fun things to do. I'll be going to at least one soccer game on campus this weekend. So looking forward to it.
It's the voice of Carborough Mayor Damon Siles. He joins us each Friday afternoon to help get your weekend started correctly. And I appreciate you taking the time today. Enjoy your weekend.
Talk to you next week.